The Archaeological Museum of Cordoba has a long history, since its origins date back to the mid-19th century when numerous archaeological pieces were confiscated from various convents in Cordoba. At first, these archaeological remains were placed in the Provincial Museum of Fine Arts, but shortly afterwards they were transferred to the Colegio de la Asunción, the Provincial Council, and later to the Hospital de la Caridad. Finally, in 1868, the Archaeological Museum of Cordoba was created, whose collection would not be separated from the Museum of Fine Arts until 1920. At that time, the Archaeological Museum's collection was located in the San Juan Square and later in the Casa Mudéjar in Calle Velázquez Bosco. Under the direction of Samuel de los Santos Jenner, the Archaeological Museum of Cordoba experienced a considerable boost, as advances were made in research and the cataloguing of artifacts. In addition, a new headquarters was established in the Plaza de Jerónimo Páez. In spite of this, the move to this new location took place under the leadership of Ana María Vicent. The former Páez de Castillejo family palace was the site of the museum collection. This stately home is a true Renaissance architectural jewel, designed by Hernán de Ruiz II in the 16th century. Through its majestic entrance door, we can enter three beautiful courtyards and a multitude of rooms where a multitude of archaeological pieces were displayed. It was in 1998 when the project to extend the archaeological museum was proposed, which finally came to fruition in 2011. After a series of archaeological interventions in the plots annexed to the Páez de Castillejo Palace, the remains attributed to Colonia Patricia were discovered. This entertainment building was constructed taking advantage of the slope between the old Republican wall and the new urban expansion to the south, characterized by the layout of a series of terraces. Of the interior of the theatre, we only know part of the cavea or bleachers, where the audience was distributed according to their social rank, the upper classes in the lower part and the less wealthy classes in the upper part. Thanks to archaeological work, it has been concluded that the Plaza de Jerónimo Páez was the urban fossilization of the orchestra, and further south was the stage building where the theatrical performances took place.